57 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodities this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it was kind of a mixed day yesterday, Ellen. What are we seeing so far today?
Well, the market was higher overnight, at least at the outset of the overnight trade, and has slipped into the outset of the daytime trade. The beans really were under pressure most of the evening. The corn market's just a fractionally lower right now, with March corn at 370 and three quarters. That's down a quarter, while the December at 396 and a half is down three quarters of a cent. USDA's Ag Forum's going on right now in Arlington, and they projected planted acres of corn at 90 million, which is down about 4 million from a year ago, with an average price at 350. That's still less corn acres than what a lot of people were looking at, maybe somewhere close to where our projections have been. On the bean side of things, we're down anywhere from 6 to 7 cents, down about 4 cents in the new crop months. March beans at 10.17, down 5 3/4. We did slip under a 50% retracement of that last little up move. I thought we would hit a lot of sell stops there. It looks like it's rather quiet when we did that. November beans at 10.08 are down 5.5 cents. The Ag Forum has kicked off with 88 million projected bean acres. That's up about 4.5 million acres, with an expected price at $9.60. Now, keep in mind that $9.60 probably can beat that in most of central Illinois for out of the field, even with the market being on the soft side. Technically, the bean market looks pretty shaky right now. The wheat market's holding together rather well, down a penny to maybe as much as 3 cents, with a new crop July at 468.5. That's down a penny and a quarter. Weather concerns continue to be talked about, particularly in the hard red winter wheat areas, where in the U.S., Oklahoma, Kansas, and the Texas Panhandle are expected to get down below freezing again. The meal market's not helping the beans out at all, down about $2.50, and the nearby, the bean oil is also lower. The livestock market, which was really a shining star yesterday, particularly with the Fed exchange seeing $4 to $5 increases in live cattle, boosted the February futures up nearly the limit yesterday. They're up $1.55 right now, at $122.85. Those do go off the board next week, and April's down about a $6 discount to that. The April live hogs are down about a dollar, had a gap lower market yesterday, didn't look too well on the charts. These outside markets are all over the place, with the crude oil up more than a dollar this morning at $54.69, up $1.10 in the nearby April. The metals are strong this morning, except for copper, which is the industrial metal that typically looks like a mirror of the economy. The dollar index, which rallied the early part of this week, is down to 101.01, still above par, still somewhat of a concern, particularly on the wheat trade. The market today just looks like it wants to buy more time. We've been down 4 days in a row in the May beans, the active month of beans. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lower close today and then a rebound into the weekend. Good weather in South America suggests a big harvest weekend and planting of the second safrinha crop, corn, in Brazil. So this is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thanks for that report. We appreciate it. And just a quick reminder that WILL's All-Day Ag Outlook is coming up on Tuesday, March 7th. You can meet more than a dozen of your favorite WILO agricultural analysts. Tickets just $30. Register online at willag.org. It's the All-Day Ag Outlook coming up on Tuesday, March 7th. Dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning, then partly sunny skies, a chance of rain today and a high of 65.